Hello and welcome to SharonMCL.com. Sharon McLaughlin speaking. Today we're going to do a meditation that takes us through the seasons, the cycle. So allow yourself to be seated in a comfortable position, and then you can make sure that your feet are firmly connected to the earth. Your hands can either rest in your lap or on your thighs, and your spine can be straight. Your breath can be deep and rhythmic to what you are comfortable with, and your eyes can close. Ensure that your mobile phone is not going to ring, although you might be listening to this on a device. Be aware that if you are interrupted, you can restart again. So let us make sure that our space is safe, that we feel in a comfortable position, and that there is nothing that will distract us. Again, allow yourself to create a sacred space by ensuring you have things around you that support you and allow you to feel the sacredness of this time. As we are going to do a visualization, whatever sense you have, allow yourself to use that sense to really hone and experience the seasons to the depth that you are able to. So for example, if you see, I would like you to visualize exactly the words that I'm saying in your own way. If you are auditory, then please listen along and allow the words to take you on the journey. If you are a feeler, allow yourself to feel the sense of each season. If you just know, then allow yourself to connect to that knowing of the seasons and allow it to be how it is for you. So when you are ready, allow yourself to align your spine and take three deep breaths. Continue breathing deeply and fully, and allow your eyes to be closed. And as you close your eyes, imagine that you are traveling to a space, a void space that is created with the word. And within this void space, we now create a circle. And there is a circle, and within this circle, there are segments of the circle, and each segment of the circle has a doorway. We begin at the doorway of spring, new beginnings and growth. Allow yourself to stand before the doorway of spring. Allow yourself to see the new growth around the doorway. Feel the freshness in the air. Allow yourself to hear the sounds of spring. You may hear birds. You may hear crickets. You may hear... What do you hear? You have the key to this door. And when you are ready, unlock it. For you know what is behind this door. It is a new beginning, a new area of your life that is ready to blossom. And as you open that door, you observe what you perceive as spring. What does spring mean to you? Is it the smell of flowers? Is it long, tall grasses? What does spring mean to you? See it, hear it, feel it, know it. Imagine there is a flower in front of you, and it is just beginning to bud. It is just beginning to bud. Remember that flower, for that flower is a symbol of a new beginning for you. And round this cycle, we will observe that flower and how it changes and grows with each season. And as you are ready, take a symbol of spring with you so that you can connect to it at any time. Any time you can connect to it. And then allow yourself to move back through the doorway. Use your key, lock the door, and move on to the next section of the circle. Summer. Summer is a radiant energy, and you can feel that coming from the door already. You can feel the warmth there. You can really feel the warmth there. So allow yourself to imagine now that you're putting the key in the door and opening the door. And as you open the door, it's like there's a radiant sun. Oh, feel the sense of summer. What does summer mean to you? Does summer mean going to the beach and playing in the water? Does summer mean that it's warm and you're feeling, you know, the sweat slightly on your brow because you can feel that warmth? Is it the warmth of the sun that beams down upon you? Do you notice that you need to add more water to your plants? And find that flower and see how it's doing in summer. And if it needs more water, add more water. If it needs shade, give it shade. Really start to see how summer is building for you and allow it to be how it is for you. See it, hear it, feel it, know it. And find a symbol that means summer for you so that you take that with you and at any time you can connect to that summer radiant energy. And as you're ready, moving back through the doorway, close the door behind you, lock it because you have the key, and move on to the next section, which is the late summer. And in late summer, we have the harvest, and you can smell that smell of harvest. You can smell that smell. You can smell the ripe vegetables and fruits that are available in your area at harvest time. You can smell them. You can even taste them. And indeed, you can see, hear, feel and know them even before you open that door. And as you open that door, allow yourself to observe late summer. What does late summer mean to you? The sun is not quite as vibrant, but there's still a warmth there. And then you observe that all the plants are being harvested and even your flower is ready to pick. It's ready to pick, and even you can imagine in a beautiful bunch of flowers that are ready to pick. And you can put that in a beautiful vase. What colour would it be for you? See it? Hear it? What is the sound of late summer for you? Is it hearing the mower going? Is it harvest time? Is it the sounds of birds eating the ripening fruit? What is it for you? Allow yourself to find a symbol of late summer and bring that with you. To know that you can connect to late summer whenever you choose to. And now it is time to walk back through the door. Close the door, lock it because you have the key, and we move on to the next section of the circle. And this is autumn, and autumn You can feel the difference in the air. It's slightly cooler now. Slightly cooler now. And now you can even smell the difference because the leaves have started to fall and the smell of the plants is different. Some of the flowers are no longer available. Some of the bird life are not as prevalent. As you allow yourself to turn the lock in the key and go through the door of autumn, see a scene that reminds you of autumn. A beautiful tree with its leaves changing colour and some of them falling. There's a coolness in the air, but it's not cold. It's just a little bit cooler than normal. This is the time of gathering. Gathering and all those fruits and vegetables that you harvested in late summer. This is the time where you have made them into preserves or you have changed them in some way so that you can gather them and store them so that you have things over the winter. But we haven't got to winter yet, so it's just autumn. What does autumn mean to you? It's that beautiful in-between season. And the colours normally are those gorgeous yellows and golds and reds sometimes, depending where you are looking. And some of the flowers don't grow in autumn, but some of them still do, depending on what plants you have and what flowers you have. Be aware of what autumn is like. Have you gone through the doorway yet? Have you unlocked the door? Are you still thinking about it? Make sure you go into autumn fully and completely. And as you do so, allow yourself to observe. What does your flower look like now? Maybe it started to dry out. It's starting to become a dry flower. And it's a dried flower arrangement. Or maybe it's just one single dried flower pressed in a book. It's a memory. But it's a gathering. Allow yourself to sort the things that you want to keep and release the things that you no longer wish to. Take a breath. Feel that coolness in your nostrils. Just that slight coolness. Beautiful. Take that with you, a memory, a symbol of autumn. And as you are ready, you move back through the doorway, lock the door, and you move on to the last section of your circle. It is the season of winter. What does winter mean to you? You can feel the coldness of the door. You can even see that there's a little bit of frost around the doorway. What does winter mean to you? As you put the key in the lock, you might have to jiggle it a bit because it might be a little bit icy. And you unlock the door and move through into a scene that is winter for you. It's cold. You feel the coldness, but fortunately, you have your winter clothes on, so you're warm enough as you observe what winter is for you. Depending where you live, what winter will mean to you. Sometimes winter is a beautiful, crisp day, but it's still sunshine and it's still really beautiful, but it's crisper. For other people, it means snow and ice. And everything is white, so beautiful and white with snow. And you make snowballs and you make a snowman. You can feel the cold, you can see it, you can hear it in the Christmas. As you walk along the snow, it's crunch, crunch, crunch. Maybe you go skiing, tobogganing, snowboarding. Maybe you see the animals that are out in the winter. And can you find a flower in the winter? Or have they turned to dust as they have crumbled? Or have you preserved your flower so well that it's a beautiful dried flower that is still able to be enjoyed in the winter? Just observe how it is for you. There's no right or wrong. It's just how it is for you. And allow yourself now to take a symbol of winter with you. Take it with you. And as you take it with you, you remember all the experiences of winter. You walk out the door, close the door, turn the key in the lock. And now you stand back from the circle and all the doors, and you observe the whole of the cycle. You observe that everything has a beginning, and then it becomes a radiant energy, and you're starting to fully get into it. You're starting to build on it. And once you've built on it, then in late summer there's a harvest, and then in autumn there's time to gather, and in winter there's time for reflection, there's time for stillness, and then it starts again. And so sometimes, instead of a circle, it becomes a flow. Allow yourselves to see that if you straighten the circle into one line, there would be a flow of energy that rises and dips as you move through a cycle. And everything has these rises and dips within each cycle as well. And you can see the energy of it. You can feel the energy of it. You know the energy of it. You can hear the energy of it. For indeed, energy has sound. Let it be how it is for you. And allow yourself to be aware of the symbols you have chosen for each, to remind you of that flow and to know in any moment where you are in that cycle. No matter what the season is in physical form, you will also be in a part of that cycle within your life. And know that that wisdom has an ability to assist you to go with the flow. Take a breath. And as you take a breath, breathe in all the seasons right now. And as you do so, come to one point within yourself where you are whole, where you are complete. You feel calm and peaceful and at one with all. So be it. And so it is. As you come back to this moment in time, allow yourself to focus on your breath. Move your fingers and your toes. Ready to go on with the rest of your day, a smile upon your face, and remember the seasons and the cycles. And allow yourself, with a smile on your face, to know exactly what season you are in and what cycle it is for you.